Hey there, Tobin here. Different type of episode today, very quick. It's going to be a bulleted list of things that I believe you should know about and look further into that will unravel a lot more information about the world, about consciousness, about studies into both, the nature of reality, about potential experimentation that was done upon the public to discover more about our species and our human potential and our connection with the things in this universe other than ourselves, outside of ourselves. I am not going to be a judge of good or bad, or whatever you say, light or dark, evil or kindness, but some of these things got a bit nefarious. Some of these things led to amazing discoveries and revelations that have led to things that we all do collectively now. And it's for you to dig deeper and uncover as much as you want. I just found these things very important to the development of my life philosophy and understanding of what's happening in the world. Almost the game theory strategies being employed in the world by those in the know and so-called, you know, power figures. So, without further ado, here's some things I believe you should know about as my listeners and my followers. These are things that obviously you would be interested in. So, make this list. Get out a piece of paper, a pen or a pencil or a crayon or a paintbrush, whatever you want to write with. And take down this list and look into these things, and you may find some of them quite interesting. You may find the research derived from them even more interesting, because in the name of science, people kind of throw away any ethical or moral standards, and as a result, they're not looked upon so greatly. And I understand it. I wouldn't do a lot of these things myself. I have different ways of experimenting. More mechanical visualizations akin to a Nikola Tesla or Leonardo da Vinci. Not that I'm comparing myself to them, but in the realm of consciousness studies, I'd like to think I am equivalent to what the work they were doing on this planet had an impact in after their lifetime, I should say. So I know the task I've undertaken, and this is all part of it, so what's really cool, I'm saying a lot of so's because it's leading to one thought from the last. The shift in consciousness on planet Earth that has come soon after I intentionally made a shift and started researching things and putting them out in the public eye, whether it be Facebook groups or on Instagram or through YouTube videos or just sharing with friends in personal conversations, there has been an absolute observable, significant shift in the consciousness of the communities that not only I'm living in, but on the dilated or scaled or exponential communities that the people I meet have an impact on. So over the last 10, 15 years, it's not a credit-taking thing, it's a pride thing. It's, oh my God, the world is changing for the better. People are waking up because of the seeds I planted many years ago, and me not being the only one. But in a time when it was not cool or important to do so, I was intentionally and consciously doing so to every person I would meet and conversation I would have, hoping that it would elicit a world change in consciousness, and it seems to have done so. So this is a continuation of my intention and my purpose on this planet. Number one, the Smithsonian Institution. And all of the things that they have collected throughout their time in existence. Gosh, they have a literal treasure trove stacked in buildings and warehouses and archives and comparable to, if not trumping, the Vatican Library. So look up the Smithsonian Institute, what they're doing, what they've done, and a lot of the, let's say, facts around the founding, and also their employment tactics. and their disclosure or classification or, you know, secrecy stuff they got going on. That said, also look into Operation Paperclip. I'm not going to dive too deep into these things, maybe the first few, but Operation Paperclip was an American United States operation in which we pardoned Nazi high-ranking officials, scientists, mathematicians of all sorts, psychologists, to then come work for the United States and gain your United States citizenship and residency in exchange for doing certain work. But they were also paid high figures of money that was tax money. That it was this weird, disgusting thing. These were all terribly unethical war criminals who the entire world turned against at the same time because they were doing disgusting, horrible things to humans. And then they were pardoned and allowed to do those same things on the United States population. Amongst other countries, Russia had their version, Brazil, Argentina, they all had their versions. But the United States through Operation Paperclip. Now I'll just read off the list because you guys just need to look into this for yourself and form your own opinions so I don't get opinionated and maybe miss out some facts, okay? Project Artichoke. MK Ultra. MK Delta, aka Project Span. A book or writing named Psychic Driving, written by Donald Ewan Cameron. Subproject 22. Harvard experiments that were done on a man named Ted Kaczynski, amongst many other people, who later on became the Unabomber and became domestic terrorist. Who was Harold Blauer? Project MK Often. What is Plum Island? What do they do there? H-A-A-R-P. HARP. What do they do? What were the Tuskegee experiments? How often do things like that happen? There was a TV series named Dark Matters, Twisted But True. Check it out. There was another TV series, more recent, named Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, former pro wrestler, actor, governor, I believe, senator or governor, I believe governor of Minnesota, and host of this TV series. Also an author. Watergate. Many people are familiar with the name Watergate. Most people don't know what it was about. It was a cover-up. All the details that were discussed and recorded by Richard Nixon in his private meetings and offices were destroyed instead of being exposed to the public, which was someone's plan. Now, from my research, I will say that I've derived there is a connection between what happened in Watergate, what John F. Kennedy tried to expose right before his assassination, and what has more recently happened surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, his high-profile friends, and who knows, Marx, and the recently shamed and ousted former president of the United States, who had close connections to Jeffrey Epstein and Roger Stone and many other people that had close connections and ties to other power players throughout history and were continuing a line of a certain secret government that are plotting not only against the people of the world, but to use the people of the world for their specific intentions. That said, there are people who can help. This is not about fear-mongering. When you find information out that you're concerned about, You can reach out to people, officials that are on earth doing good, keeping these evil beings in check if they are so deemed evil by you. You can contact the ACLU if you'd like. You can go as high as the United Nations. You can reach out to the Disclosure Project, and they will help get the information that you've found and discovered out to the public and protect your identity or give you credit, whichever you prefer. So with that, be safe. Enjoy your research. Have fun opening your eyes, because the more knowledge we get, the more power we have on this earth. And if you become aware of the intentions and the occurrences and the happenings of the things around you, the world will start to make more sense, and you could start to imprint yourself more upon the world in hopefully a positive way and change the future for the better. So that's my point and intention with this recording. Thank you for listening. I'll have more, hopefully, in-depth, interesting stuff for you very soon.